Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The telehealth TV revolution continues with a new player, MayaMD. Objective? Reach smart TV set users with an artificial intelligence-crafted personal assistant. What was a concept of speculative fiction may soon be real and in your sights. Co-founders Christian Haberman and Dr. Vinipas Chenga join me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, Wendy out, Sherry in, and Tegna sold, a sour Winter Olympics finale, and our new classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal, and Reason. This just in on 2/22/22. Tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 53 degrees at the top of the hour here in Nueva York, and we welcome you on this day after President's Day 2022 to the program about TV's current and future. First of three editions this week, and we think this one is one of the most important we will do all year. And I know it's only late February, but trust me, when you hear about what you're going to hear about on today's episode, I think you'll agree with me, this is a very important subject that goes, believe it or not, beyond telehealth. We have some great guests for you talking about that subject, and we invite you to be part of the program. Interact with them. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. If you're shy about the phone, that's no problem with us, because we got a chat room for you, and go ahead and use it. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk speaker, tune-in screen, follow the instructions of people live with you. Our guests from MayaMD will join us from Boston and Las Vegas, respectively, after these news notes. After 14 daytime syndicated seasons, The Wendy Williams Show will wrap for good. When September rolls around, Williams' time slots will be taken over by a new talk show hour hosted by Sherry Shepherd and syndicated by Debmar Mercury. Shepherd, at the moment, is one of several rotating hosts on Williams' program this season, while Williams herself continues her recovery from several health problems, including coronavirus. A spokesperson for Williams says she understands the call and has assurances from Debmar Mercury that when she's ready to make a return as a TV host, a show will be waiting to have her. Tegna has landed an acquisition deal. Private equity firm Standard General is now set to be the owner of 54 broadcast TV stations and multicast True Crime Network for $5.4 billion, or $24 per share. Allen Media Group was the other organization in contention to acquire Tegna. Standard General is expected to complete its purchase before the end of the year, barring any regulatory interference. Just 5 million people viewed the Winter Olympics closing ceremony on NBC Sunday night, and that may be an all-time record low for primetime Olympics viewership, winter or summer, on broadcast television. Separately, NBC Universal claims that on average, total daily viewership of the Olympics in Beijing, covering NBC, a USA Network, CNBC, and Peacock, plus smartphone and tablet usage, averaged 11.4 million people. NBC Universal broke down USA Network's average primetime audience size, 1.4 million, and did not for CNBC and Peacock. Now quickies. HBO launches Sunday late night sports hour Game Time with Bomani Jones March 13th. CBS will take a pair of new half-hour comedy series concepts to a pilot tryout, Sober Companion, and The Hug Machine. And Netflix Family Union co-star Jada Benjamin is missing no more. Los Angeles Police Department officials confirmed this morning that the actress, who was reported missing before the President's Day weekend, has reunited with her family in safe, sound condition. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live from different locations are the co-founders of the new telehealth venture, MayaMD. First joining us live from Las Vegas, co-founder, Dr. Vinipas Chenga. Dr. Chenga, thank you for joining us. And while we get him on the air, we have the other co-founder. Oh, I believe Dr. Chenga is with us. Dr. Chenga, can you hear us? Let me try him again. Meantime, we have the other co-founder. There we go. Dr. Chenga, welcome in. And also joining us live from Boston, which I believe is where MyMD is located, is co-founder Christian Hollander. Haberman. Christian, welcome into the program.
Hey, Simon. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you having us. And thank you again.
You're very, very welcome, Christian, Dr. Changat. Dr. Changat, we'll start with you. How do you see artificial intelligence on the television set making a difference with people through telehealth?
Great question. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, you go right ahead.
Okay, perfect. So MyMD, our company, has a mission. You know, we believe that every person on the planet should have access to the highest quality of healthcare. The only way to do that is by using technology, right? If you go to different doctors, a lot of times you could get conflicting recommendations. How can we standardize that, and how can we deliver that to the patient? So that's our question, you know, first challenge. Second challenge is there are multiple mediums that are available for the patients, you know, telephone apps, smartphone apps, chatbots, etc. However, the patients, the patient group, the Medicare age group, they're not necessarily very comfortable with smartphone apps. At the same time, about 93 to 94% of them watch TV at least once a week. So how can we use that medium and engage patients and empower them? So that was the second challenge in front of us. And that's why we presented our technology to LG, and we won this competition, and now we are on LG television sets, interacting with patients using natural language processing. Maya also has the clinical intelligence that is built in using millions of data relations for over 8,000 diagnoses. So it's able to help the patients to take care of their health and stay out of the hospitals.
Mm-hmm. Christian Haberman, what is the application that LG is currently presenting over its smart TV sets? And do we have any early reaction from viewers as to how it's doing?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the our initial pilot is actually our use case is helping to manage patients who have a chronic condition. You know, here in the United States, the prevalence of chronic diseases is sadly and unfortunately quite high, right? You have 6 out of 10, you know, U.S. adults living with just, you know, one chronic disease, and 30 to 40% of Americans, American adults with two or more chronic diseases. And heart disease being the number one, you know, killer here in the United States. So we've actually been focusing on helping patients who suffer from heart disease. And how it works is, you know, we have a patient-facing app, MyMD, and it is essentially integrated into these LG smart TVs. You know, almost or over 70% of adults here in the U.S. actually have a smart TV today. And so, you know, there's, you know, nothing like, you know, being able to access, you know, care from your home, you know, and actually, you know, a lot of studies have been shown that it is not only effective, you know, and of course it's very convenient, but it actually costs less for a lot of hospitals to treat patients at home than in a hospital. You know, one of the leading hospitals here in Boston, I'm sure you probably know it, it, you know, has, you know, done plenty of studies and shown that actually caring for patients at home has been more cost effective or at lower cost, and they've had greater results treating patients at home. So what could be more convenient than to access a, you know, a healthcare app via your TV? You know, these days, you know, people are kind of apt out, you know, if you will. You know, there's a lot of fatigue, you know, with all these, you know, downloading and this and that. And, you know, for people who are especially, you know, an elder population, you know, I got to help my parents with, you know, with apps or, you know, they're very confusing. So, you know, accessing, you know, a very simple, like, interface, you know, via, you know, a smart TV, LG TV, you know, helping to communicate for, you know, the patient and their care team. And also just being able to, for their primary care doctor to, you know, just remotely monitor their condition. You know, they can actually even hook up to, you know, blood pressure monitors, glucometers even. So you can have, you know, devices that you could just, you know, run, you know, a patient could have just at home. And, you know, here you just have a scenario or we're creating a scenario where patients can, you know, just, you know, take care of themselves, you know, at home. So we're really excited about this, you know, and we're just really happy, you know, fortunate enough to be working with, you know, one of the world's greatest technology companies, LG.
Mm-hmm. New telehealth TV player Maya MD, that's the subject of this episode of Tomorrow Be Televised on this day after President's Day 2022. We've got on the line from Boston co-founder Christian Haberman and from Las Vegas co-founder Dr. Vinipas Chengat. They're both with us live this half hour, and we may try to get them beyond a little bit too here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Found out I'm with you live from New York, 53 degrees at the top of the hour. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. First of three episodes coming your way this week, and we have our next one coming your way less than 24 hours from now. We're going to showcase two specials. They're coming your way tomorrow. Paramount Plus has got one of them. It's a new made-for-TV movie about HIV and AIDS called 3 Months. You'll hear from the executive producer, writer, and director, Jared Frieder. And tomorrow night, HBO has a very unusual historical special, Frederick Douglass in 5 Speeches. Director Julia Marchese will be with us. That's tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Dr. Chengat, how are people encouraged to use Maya MD on their TV set? And when they do, what is the TV experience like? What can this artificial person do? How does the person interact with the viewer?
So there are two ways patients can interact with our technology. One is using their own, you know, brand new smart TVs, where they log in to their Maya account, and the digital human pop-ups. So the digital human, you can talk to the digital human using smart remote. That's one of the ways. It can remind patients about, you know, taking medications, or if they're having any symptoms, it can do a triage, etc. So that's one way. The second way is we are providing this health hub with a smaller companion type of TV, where all these different type of technology solutions, including the devices that Christian had mentioned, comes along with the television set. It's always plugged in. You know, it pops up on the side with the digital human and then can answer patients' questions. And, you know, if there are certain answers or certain readings that requires immediate attention, this information is captured and sent to the clinic. So that is how it works.
Christian, how capable or how advanced is this digital human? What are the capabilities of this human? For example, if the viewer wants to, through the human, order needed prescription medicine or get a checkup on their heart monitor, say, or something else, what can this artificial intelligence crafted human do?
Yeah, you know, great question. And it's really pretty amazing. You know, it's fully conversational. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, what technology can do today. So we have, you know, as Dr. Chengat mentioned, you know, we have built this, you know, our clinical engine, you know, that is has an artificial intelligence. We've been building and designing it for over 8 years with some of the top researchers, you know, medical faculty, data scientists, you know, like across the country. And so our clinical core engine can process any number of symptoms, signs, or labs in 0.3 seconds, which is just astounding. And what it can do is it can produce for a patient, you know, a patient note that has a list of their conditions sorted by probability. Then it also gives them a suggested list of labs as well as even physical signs. It'll give them a triage recommendation, and also even, you know, access to, you know, nearby facilities for them. So really helping them to, you know, understand exactly kind of like, you know, what's going on with them. You know, it's really easy to use, you know, so patients would just interact, you know, initially it used like a chat bot feature basically. And then we incorporated this digital human that is really engaging and interactive. And then we've layered in natural language processing, so you have this ability to, have a conversation with Maya, okay? So, you know, Maya is our digital human, and you know, then essentially we combined Maya with our artificial intelligence. So, you know, Maya pretty much is kind of like one of the world's most experienced and accomplished doctors, if you will. And, you know, anyone with an iPhone or, you know, smart TV, LG TV, is going to have the ability to interact with Maya. You know, so they could, you know, ask Maya or tell them, you know, their symptoms, you know, their, you know, what is, you know, maybe some of like they, if they have a certain condition, you know, Maya can just quickly kind of connect the dots. And that's really, you know, the intelligence and the power of artificial intelligence, right? It's able to quickly connect dots or see things that, you know, a lot of times, you know, humans just, you know, might miss. And also just, you know, it's able to, you know, provide this intelligence or, you know, relevant information, not only to patients, but, you know, the information can be seamlessly shared with someone's healthcare team. So, you know, hence it's really kind of creating like a, you know, kind of a level platform, if you will, you know, and keeping everyone really kind of up to date. And obviously the beauty of this is, you know, it's remote, right? So, you know, the patient can do this all while sitting on their couch. It's, you know, anyone can access this.
Well, we are talking about Maya MD, a potential revolutionary, more than just telehealth service. It's now available on LG Smart TV sets, available all over the place, currently dealing with heart situations, and we'll find out shortly how soon this will quickly be expanded to cover all of the health situations around and what the reaction to the medical community and the healthcare community is to getting involved with this and maybe other similar ventures as we go. Anyway, we're talking with the co-founders of MyMD, Chris Haven from Boston, Dr. Benignas Chagat from Las Vegas. They're both with us this half hour here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy you're with us, too. But what I think is one of the most important programs we have done all year so far. Tom Hamill, I'm with you live from New York. If you have a question or a comment, make a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming your way on Friday's episode of our program, we will feature the return of Brain Games, one of the most popular shows in the history of National Geographic's channel. Brain Games on the Road, the executive producer James Rowley will be with us. We also have to have one of the people behind a new BYU TV series that is premiering this coming weekend and has already gotten a renewal for a second season. That's all coming up on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Dr. Chagat, how upgradable is the software to go beyond just dealing with heart conditions, heart issues, to any medical situation. Let's get into that, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Maya was built to process any number of symptom signs in lab tests, not necessarily just the cardiac alone, but literally any sort of symptoms for adults. And it has a database of over 8,600 conditions. We built it over 8 years. So the heart diseases are our current focus, but it's capable of doing far more, even today. We wanted to have the focus is primarily because, you know, heart disease is probably number one killer in the U.S., and we want to see, you know, how much more, you know, we can improve the care delivery. So that's why there is a focus, but Maya is far beyond just one condition.
Christian, how quickly is Maya going to become available to cover a wider variety of medical situations? And are any of the other smart TV set makers or device makers talking with both of you about extending the coverage to their sets and their devices?
Yeah, you know, good question. You know, so, you know, as Dr. Jengat mentioned, you know, we obviously do a lot more than just heart care. You know, we have programs for pretty much, you know, most of like the, you know, top chronic conditions, you know, from kidney disease, which is, you know, one of the top conditions and sadly, you know, killers as well here in the United States. You know, we actually work with a bunch of nephrologists and have a really pretty pretty exciting kidney care program that we're just getting live, which is really pretty neat. You know, kidney disease is one of those diseases that unfortunately a lot of people just don't even realize that they have it, and then sadly it comes on too late and you know, not a lot really can be done. So we're really trying to, amplify that and use the artificial intelligence to really kind of, you know, help detect things like a little earlier and a little sooner. With LGTVs, it's just awesome. You know, it's really amazing to work with such, like a leader in technology and, I'm sure that more of, you know, kind of the big tech companies are probably going to be playing in this space, no doubt. You know, I'm sure you've been seeing the news, like with Amazon. it's probably just a matter of time. You know, we just feel lucky enough that, you know, we're really kind of like on the cutting edge of this and, you know, really, leading the way. And, this pandemic has, one of the silver linings has been, the simple fact that telehealth has grown really kind of like exponentially, right? You know, and created all of this, really kind of forced us to jump into using this technology. And now, you know, we have, everyone's very accustomed to it. Right. So it's kind of natural now that, you know, there are just going to be other delivery methods to make it like a little bit easier and more accessible, for patients today, while they're at home. So, the TV, it just seems like a no brainer. Right. And, so down the road, TVs, I think you'll start to see them being incorporated, with video. So like you can have, telehealth calls now, not only, via your iPhone or your, laptop, via a smart TV too. So I think this is, going to be really kind of, more probably the norm, as we kind of, launch ahead, this year. So it's exciting.
Maya MD is the third such telehealth television venture we have covered in this program in recent months. We've covered MedSign, and last month we covered Independent, which also has a deal and is running with LG and running on LG Smart TV sets. But Dr. Chenget, this is the first venture which is using artificial intelligence to reach the viewer as opposed to a real live doctor. What kind of feedback are both of you getting from the medical community about this? And I noticed in your press release that you're encouraging other healthcare providers to join you. Any answers back from that community about being a partner with you on this venture?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. You know, patient engagement has been a problem for practices or health systems or insurance companies. You know, you can give them different types of technologies, but what's the point if they don't use it? At the same time, with new Medicare rules, you get paid for, remote patient monitoring. But at the same time, the patients who are compliant with the program is less than 20%. So if more patients are engaged, they are more healthy. And that's the objective of, doctors and clinics and health systems. So we are already working with two large health systems, not on this particular project, but different projects. We are working with several clinics nationally and internationally. So there's a lot of excitement around this technology.
Yeah. Can both of you stay with us for another 10 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Great, because there's two other subjects I want to get into in the course of dealing with IMD. So thank you for spending the time with us. So we're going to have in our next half hour more from Christian Haberman and Dr. Benipis Chenget about IMD. And one of the things we're going to get into is what some might say a big issue, which is privacy. And how does this not become Big Brother? So we're going to get into that. And also about the whole idea of these personal assistants, artificial intelligence created, because MyMD is not the only organization that's working on this. Samsung is too. We'll talk about that and whether how big this idea will be in the world of television in this growing interactive future. So both of our guests will stay with us into the next half hour, and if you have a question or comment for them, don't be shy. Ring the phone, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. More tomorrow, televised, coming away with first some words from the fine folks at our sponsor, Audible.com. If you're looking for a pain place kind of story, try this one. It's a brand new audiobook called House of Sky and Breath by Sarah Moss. It's a very interesting fictional tale. It might be real in a community for you. We'll see. And it's one of the books you can get right now through a trial run with Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment information and inspiration, too. Over 250,000 titles to choose from. You listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tune Radio, or any of our podcast locations. Remember, all you got to do is sign up for the one-month trial at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Here's what you get. One free audiobook, a one-month trial, also free health and wellness information while it lasts, and great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. And if you're an Amazon Prime member already, it's two audiobooks you get for your trial, including one from the growing catalog, Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions and podcast series, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, great one-woman, one-man performances, and so much more. So how about making today the day you find out how Audible.com can transform the way you or someone you know can view the world and hear it too. Plus, makes a great gift for you any time of the year. For all details, go to audibletrial.com/televised. When we come back, more with the co-founders of MyMD, plus our classic trivia question of the week, brand new question, and brand new prize in play. It's all coming up after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tune.com, together reaching nearly 70 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out Word of Mom Radio. That's on Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Word of Mom Radio, that's MOM, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best beats are always available 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this post-President's Day 2022 hour for you. Simon Apple, I'm with you live along for the ride from New York, 53 degrees at the top of the hour. And we're back with our guest, from Maya MD, the revolutionary telehealth TV venture, joining us live from Boston, co-founder Christian Haberman, and joining us live from Las Vegas, co-founder Dr. Benimbus Changet. Christian, how do you see the whole idea of these personal digital artificial intelligence created assistants or butlers or video conscious, how do you see that expanding? And do you see this having more impact beyond telehealth?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I think there are definitely a lot of areas, you know, where, you know, like this can really expand, you know. I mean, initially these AI health assistants were primarily just like symptom checkers, right? And then as usage really started to grow, and also, you know, other technologies became available, and really kind of the money started pouring in. You know, we've just had massive amounts of capital, you know, being poured into this space in the past couple of years. You know, it's just, you know, really kind of become like the, you know, the hottest area, you know, in you know, whether it's venture capital or you know, just business in general. And so hence, you know, you have so much more opportunity. You know, like for us right now, you know, we are, you know, obviously very focused on, you know, working with, you know, providers and then, you know, some other technology companies, you know, like LG, and just, you know, really trying to focus on trying to make this, you know, available and more accessible, really, you know, for patients, you know, focusing on like certain, you know, chronic conditions. But, you know, it's a great question because, you know, we have also, you know, with just the technology that we have, you know, we have received interest, for example, like, you know, Vipin, or Dr. Changet is, who's in Las Vegas, you know, where a lot of casinos are, and, you know, there's obviously huge hospitality industry there, and, you know, we've received some interest in, you know, from some of the casinos in regards to, you know, how they might utilize, you know, Maya for, you know, some of their guests. And, you know, again, you know, it makes sense, right? You know, you have, you know, when people are traveling, you know, they're away from home, or if they're traveling to, like, overseas, you know, wouldn't it be nice to, or just make you feel like a little bit more, you know, just safe, you know, if you're able to kind of access, you know, healthcare or your provider, you know, from the hotel, you know, like that you're staying at. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to probably see these health assistants, you know, probably integrate, you know, into other facets of our lives, and, especially as we're, you know, kind of becoming just more, you know, digital in general. You know, LG, you know, not only produces TVs, but, you know, also, you know, refrigerators and you know, other devices kind of throughout the home. And you could easily see, you know, where this, you know, intelligence could, you know, integrate as well, you know, just to kind of make communication of, or, you know, trying to help people, you know, stay healthy and also just connected. So, it's exciting.
And to add to that, Christian's point, Simon, you know, telemedicine today is only a little bit more than a video chat, right? You speak to the doctor, and that's it. You know, with Maya, we bring clinical intelligence to that experience. For example, is this appropriate for telemedicine or not? That's question number one. Second question is, if the patient has to be seen by a specialist, which specialist is that? And obviously, you know, right now it is done by human intervention, but Maya can do that automatically. So we are enhancing that whole experience by adding clinical intelligence to patients. And on the other end, doctors, while Maya helps the doctors to document, do the documentation, it also provides a clinical decision support, the current guidelines, et cetera, in real time. As you probably know, we are anticipating a huge physician shortage in the next 5 to 10 years. A lot of times, the way we are thinking of solving this problem is by using physician assistants and nurse practitioners. And, you know, the difference is doctors spent, you know, a lot of years, but not necessarily the same number of years by the nurse practitioners on PAs. So how can we help them practice on top of their licenses? So that's been a question that we tried to answer. And with our clinical decision support system, we can help them practice on top of their licenses. So from a simple video chat to, you know, a much better overall experience, you know, adherence to guidelines, et cetera, those can be accomplished by using our engine.
For those who just came in at the bottom of the hour, you have a question or comment for our guest from Maya MD, give us a call, 646-652-2906. At 646-652-2906. Number good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and you put your name, whatever, in the chat room, and the question, comment in, and as soon as we see it, we will get to it. Our guest will be with us for another few minutes. One's health may be among the most personal issues that anyone can deal with. And when you deal with this whole interactive, artificial intelligence, augmented reality, virtual world environment, one inevitable subject that is going to come up is, how do we prevent this from being Big Brother? How do we prevent this kind of environment from turning into what George Orwell predicted in his classic novel, 1984, or what some movie producers and directors and writers of science fiction put forward when they sort of give you the video helper, if you will, the artificially created helper in one of their movies. Dr. Changa, how do you respond to that? What kind of safeguards are put in place to deal with the sensitivity somebody might have of dealing with an artificial human being?
Yes, that's a very important question. So at first, our business model is not to share patient data, and that's not our business model at all. Our goal is to keep patients healthy and avoid ER visits. So taking data and giving to a third party is not an issue. Second, Maya is not always on. It is just one app. So it's not constantly listening or constantly seeing what you're doing. It's not doing that at all. It's the patient who is in control. So it's patient-initiated. And they can turn it off if the digital human experience is a bit too much. They can use our texting engine. So we don't try to take patients' data. Rather, we help to empower the patients, giving them the tools that they need. For example, our symptom checker, one of the key difference between Maya symptom checker and other symptom checkers out there is ours is based on years of research on diagnostic errors, other cognitive errors that the patients might suffer from. So to give you an example, 5 to 15% of all diagnoses are delayed, wrong, or missed. It is caused by a human cognitive error. One of the examples is premature closure. When the patient is explaining the symptoms, the doctor thinks, anchor into a simple diagnosis like pneumonia and not considering a diagnosis of lung cancer. It's very, very common. Now, one of the solutions to solve it is by empowering the patient to ask the right questions. For example, it's been going on for 6 months. How can it be pneumonia? Can it be lung cancer? So in order for the patient, without such a technology tool, it's impossible, right? So our mission is to empower the patient, okay? So I think that might, alleviate some of the worries that you may have. But is that point clear?
So to be very clear, the idea is that the patient is always in control of how the system works.
That is exactly right. Empowering the patient to do that.
Christian, how fast do you see, A, this telehealth movement spreading through television? And B, we also have an interactive fitness environment going on with organizations like Peloton and Beachbody and other organizations having interactive fitness channels available on the television set. Do you see a tie-in, let's say, between those organizations and something like Maya?
Yeah, interesting question. And, you know, I think with, you know, the integration of TV and, you know, like Maya and Dee obviously leading the charge there and smart TVs, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more introductions and technology, you know, from some of the other players, you know, the big players, I imagine, you know, in the TV space, especially, you know, probably like, you know, Q3, Q4 this year. And then, you know, the second part of the question, you know, that's interesting because, you know, obviously, you know, we're, you know, everyone is carrying around an iPhone or Android device. You know, Apple Health, right, is you know, clearly, you know, doing something, right? And, you know, the ability to, you know, a lot of people are just, you know, tracking, you know, a lot of like, you know, their own health information, you know, these days, you know, it's very, very, very popular for, you know, a lot of people to kind of, you know, track and like measure like their sleeping habits, right? And then, of course, you know, with, you know, over the past couple of years, you know, we've had such a, you know, exponential growth in, you know, some of these, like with, you know, the Peloton, you know, everyone, you know, staying at home, working from home, obviously Zoom, you know, really taking off and becoming, you know, kind of like, you know, everyone's new form of communication. So, yeah, you know, I you know, the ability now to, or, you know, everyone has the ability to really, you know, track all this new health information, you know, that they really never had before. And, you know, a lot of people just, it's fun, you know, for them, you know, whether it's just, you know, learning about more about your sleeping, you know, behavior and habits and, you know, maybe how, you know, how to improve them, you know, eating habits, things like that. But then even, of course, you know, some of the, you know, just, you know, as, you know, it's just kind of that natural progression, you know, you're getting a little older or also just, you know, young, you know, people who are, you know, very into fitness, you know, looking for, you know, kind of ways to, you know, maybe improve like their performance. I think we'll see a lot more integration, you know, of, you know, these tracking tools and also probably, you know, some health monitors because, you know, this technology exists. It's really just, you know, kind of like in the early days, you know, of kind of usage and you know, I think as we, you know, start to kind of get like, you know, economies of scale, you know, a lot of this technology, you know, the prices just going to, you know, really kind of be more favorable for consumers. So, yeah, I think we're going to, this is going to be around for a while. And I think it's a good thing. You know, I really, really do. You know, we're, you know, these devices, especially, you know, like with Maya MD, you know, we have, you know, we've been lucky enough to work really, you know, like with the best doctors, best medical universities in the country, you know, developing this technology. So, you know, it's, you know, it's really, you know, the clinical intelligence that Maya MD is capable of is really pretty impressive. And you know, we're just very helpful, you know, not only for patients, but also, you know, for providers. You know, the end goal here is we're just trying to, you know, hopefully, you know, give people, you know, access to, you know, like the best healthcare experience possible.
Final question for either one of you. You mentioned Apple a moment ago, Chris, which, by the way, has Fitness TV Plus, which Fitness Plus, which, by the way, is a television service. It's available on Apple TV. There has been talk, I mentioned Amazon earlier. Do either of you see a collaboration of some sort with either Apple or Amazon on their various – I mean, there's been talk that Amazon may get into the health field in some greater capacity.
Yes, I mean, it looks like a lot of big tech companies are entering the space. We believe that there's a lot of value that we can add to their existing services, especially the clinical intelligence that Maya has. Second is, Maya has the ability to meet the patient where the patient, based on the patient's preferred form of interaction. For example, somebody wants to text and they don't want to use TV, it's fine. You know, we have the bidirectional texting using natural language processing capability. Somebody wants to download the app and use the app, yes, Maya can do that. So there are many ways of engaging the patients, not just the TV. And I think there's a tremendous value that we can offer to other technology companies in this space or large health systems.
Well, today we have opened up a lot of doors in a lot of different capacities about what not only telehealth can do on the television set, but artificial intelligence can do on the television set in forms of a artificial crafted human being. We'll let you decide about it, ultimately, how things go in this very unique interactive era. If you want to know more details about Maya TV or Maya MD, here's where you go, www.mayamd.ai. That's www.mayamd.ai. And Maya MD is now available on LG Smart TV sets, which are available all over the place. We will let you know as time goes on what other smart TV sets and devices also will carry this service and how they will carry it as well. Christian Haberman, Dr. Vandinas Chengat, thank you both very, very much for coming on and for an incredible discussion. We will definitely stay in touch with both of you, and we would love to have you back before the year is out to see what kind of progress this whole telehealth field and AI involvement in it has made. And we appreciate both of you coming aboard and for the extra time, too.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot, Simon. Really appreciate it.
You're very, very welcome, Christian and Dr. Chengat. Take care. Have a great, great week ahead.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye. You too. Stay healthy.
Christian Haberman and Dr. Vandinas Chengat joining us live from Boston and Las Vegas, respectively. And coming up, we will have our classic trivia question of the week, and we'll share what Samsung is trying to do in this area of AI humanity. We'll get to that. But first, I want to let you know that coming up on Tomorrow Be Televised, less than 24 hours from now, we'll have our next second of three episodes coming your way this week. And they're both, and the episode is about two specials coming your way tomorrow. So tomorrow on Tomorrow Be Televised, the programs we'll be talking about that take place tomorrow, one of them is the new Paramount Plus made-for-TV movie, 3 Months. It deals with HIV, AIDS, and much more. The executive producer, writer, director of this film, Jared Frieder, will be with us. On the second half of the hour, we'll talk about the upcoming HBO special that takes place tomorrow night, Frederick Douglass in 5 Speeches. For HBO, it's very, very unusual that they do an historical special, and they do it on a midweek night. But that's what they're doing tomorrow night, and we'll have the director, Julia Marchese. And on Friday, Brain Games, a long-running and award-winning National Geographic series, is back for a new round of On the Road episodes. Executive producer James Rowley will be with us as our lead guest. That's coming up tomorrow and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Now time for our classic trivia question of the week. And if you are first with the correct answer, we have a brand-new prize for you. If you're a fan of the Netflix series Nailed It, we have a wonderful book for you. It's called Nailed It, a family cookbook, baking challenges for the rest of us, with an introduction by Jacques Torres and some words from the host of the popular Netflix series, Nicole Byer. And you can have it if you know the answer to this question. 10 years ago this month, Netflix introduced its first scripted program, Lilyhammer, starring Steven Van Zandt. Well, 3 years later, they premiered their first unscripted reality series. And that's the question. Name Netflix's first unscripted series. Name Netflix's first unscripted series that premiered in 2015. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're mailing from. And if you're first picked answer, you will win the Nailed In book from Netflix. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question first thing tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's a UBC Simon TWBT. We're going for our second weekly winner in a row and our third winner in 4 weeks and our third winner overall. So that could be you. Let's give it a question one more time. Name Netflix's first unscripted series that premiered in 2015. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. That's the email address you use to play in and win. So do so, and all the very best. Well, our program today has been about a unique new venture, MayaMD, that is out to cause a breakthrough in both telehealth on television and the use of artificial intelligence on television. And they're not the only folks that have an idea about doing what we call the AI-crafted home assistant. Back at CES 2022, over a month ago, Samsung, the largest smart TV set maker, announced with very few details that they are going to be launching a service called Home Hub. And this is how they described it, your everyday home assistant. They said that it would be artificial intelligence powered and it'll be using an interoperability standard known as Matter that is being used for more smart TV sets and devices. The idea of Samsung Home Hub is that you would have this everyday home assistant assisting you about how you make better use of your immediate home or apartment environment. That's everything from how to use your appliances, how to adjust your lights, use your air conditioning, manage your energy, all sorts of things. Home security, using the front door camera, everything that's dealing with your home or apartment. As I said, your everyday home assistant. Now, Samsung did not come out with a press release at CES 2022 about this situation. They also announced that they're going to be part of an interesting consortium called the Home Connectivity Alliance. The idea is to enable connected devices to be interoperable across brands. Samsung is involved along with American Standard, the Electrolux Group, they make appliances, GE, General Electric, as well as Trane, the air conditioner maker. Well, back at right after CES 2022, we invited Samsung to come on this program and talk about Home Hub. We also invited the Home Connectivity Alliance to come on the program and talk about what they're doing and how they see smart TV sets and smart devices becoming smart home hubs through their association. Samsung never got back to us, and the people at Home Connected Alliance basically, I'm sorry to say, buzzed us off. They were like wondering, why the heck should we be involved in a program like yours? Anyway, over President's Day weekend, we once again emailed to Samsung's PR people and to the Home Connectivity Alliance's PR people, and we'll keep you posted whether we will finally get them on this program. I hope we do, because as you heard today, this whole idea of home assistance is not just a telehealth thing. This involves all sorts of different interactive service possibilities. And the more you know about how this is, the better you might be willing to be empowered and to accept these services into your home. So again, I hope that we will hear from Samsung Home Hub and the Home Connectivity Alliance down the road. Because I'll tell you something, this idea of everyday home assistance, or maybe the video butler, the artificially crafted or virtual concierge, travel agent, recipe maker, chef, etc., it may very well be a part of the interactive era that we are now in this world of television. So anyway, wanted to let you know about that. And again, I wanted to say thank you to both Christian Haberman and Dr. Beninath Chengat for being with us from MayaMD. If you want more details about what they're doing, it's www.mayamd.ai. It's www.mayamd.ai. And I promise you, telehealth and artificial intelligence and its use on the screen is going to be topics we will be focusing on again and again and again throughout this year. So thank you to both of our guests. Thank all of you for tuning in. We will be back again less than 23 hours from now, tomorrow, and the focus will be on specials that will be premiering tomorrow. From Paramount Plus's 3 months, new made-for-TV movie, the executive producer, writer, and director, he's our lead guest, Jared Frieder. And from the new HBO historical special tomorrow night, Frederick Douglass in 5 speeches, director Julia Marchese. And from the new Brain Games edition, On the Road, that will be premiering Friday night on National Geographic Channel, executive producer James Rowley. If you came in late on today's program or you want to catch up on episodes you missed, including our episodes that we did last month with another telehealth provider, Independa, and late last year with MedSign, which we covered also in 2020, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcast available 24/7 at Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, the iRadio Podcast Network, Verbal and Reason. Incidentally, we want to thank all of you for the way you've responded in replays to our episodes last week. For 5 straight days last week, excuse me, we had more than 100 replays per day. And yesterday on President's Day, the number of replays, rather than going down, went up. So overall, we had between something like 800, 900 replays on Blog Talk Radio alone. So thank you all for tuning in. Keep up the replay work. And tell your friends to tune us in live so that they can interact with our guests by phone or chat room. Remember, we always love hearing from you. I'm curious what you have to say about MayaMD, how they're approaching the whole issue of telehealth on television, and artificial intelligence crafted human beings appearing on your television set. What do you think about this? And what do you think about the future of television interactively and otherwise? We'd love to hear from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You also find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter. Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Whatever you, however you communicate with us, we do respond within 24 hours, and we really appreciate what you have to say. All righty. By the way, you can also use the SimonApple04@yahoo.com to participate in our classic trivia question of the week. One more time, let's do the question. Name Netflix's first unscripted series back in 2015. Also, we have a regular feature called The Show to Know. Is there a TV series you like or program you like that you think doesn't get enough attention? We'll give it the attention. We want to hear from you. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So once again, it's SimonApple04@yahoo.com. However you communicate with us, we communicate back, as I said, within 24 hours. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website services provided by OnPodium, the internet's new podcast outpost. For details, go to onpodium.com. Guitarist Vakas is our web coordinator. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televise. Makes a great gift for you or someone you love. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your post-President's Day, Tuesday, 2/22/22. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations. Whatever you're up to now and tomorrow afternoon, please make it safe and make it great. If you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor, check up on your medical condition, check up on the new options available to you, including antiviral pills, and then make a great choice, and of course, have it be your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.